Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us as we transform inside our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions. So does our outside world, our immediate world, in our family, our friends, our business, our careers, in our communities, and the greater world across our country, across all countries of our dear Mother Earth. It starts with each of us opening ourselves up, as we do each day when we come here in meditation, opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. Transformation is an inside-out job. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm going to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 119. What you believe is what you receive. Be aware of what you think and say. What you believe is what you receive. Be aware of what you think and say. This is not a new thought. This is ancient wisdom. What you believe is what you receive. Be aware of what you think and say. The Babylonians had a single word that said all of this, a single word that said this. You said this word as a child. Now it's time to remember the power within you and speak it confidently. Act from this place, feel from this place, speak from this place, think from this place. Knowingly, consciously, to claim this infinite power that you have in the power of the single word that sums up all these words in today's message. Abracadabra. Abracadabra. I will to create as I speak. And I add to it as I feel and as I think and as I do. Abracadabra. I will to create as I speak. Speaking inside your head, those are your thoughts. Speaking inside your feelings, those are your beliefs. Speaking with your actions, those are what you manifest. It all is one unified whole. This gestalt in the word speaking. I will to create as I speak. This willing is your allowing and permitting. And it's all wrapped up in your beliefs. What you take as true. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad, right or wrong, healthy or unhealthy. It's what you believe, what you take as true, what you put your confidence in, what you assume to be, where you place your faith, the promise you believe in. This is what you're willing into creation. This is what you're manifesting. No one else can manifest it for you. It doesn't matter what they give you. It doesn't matter what seems to be happening. It's what do you do with it? How do you respond to it? What do you believe about it? If you believe, in quotation marks, it is the end of the world and life will never be the same again, and the storm clouds have opened and are pouring on you, then that is what happens. Because of your belief in this perception of this outer reality. If you believe this is a new, perfect time for growth and expansion, the clouds part and the sun comes through and shines on you, and all grows perfectly now, then that is what you manifest. It is the same storm out there. It is the same storm. It's your belief that transforms that storm into whatever comes afterwards. And this transformation may appear permanent. And again, is really transitional based on your belief, what you take to be true, where you put your faith. And if your faith and belief is really strong, we call that faith. And faith literally means trust, and that means unquestioning belief. Usually in a higher power, as in God. Putting your complete confidence. This is I am. Believing I am. It is that it is. I am that I am. This is the belief the Babylonians were speaking of. This is abracadabra. This is the power to create seeming miracles. The miracle is inside of you, claiming, embracing, coming from this certainty inside, and willing into reality, the crossing past the seeming veil from the belief inside to the reality outside, the receiving. To receive is to take back. Take back. Take back from the inner view or the outer view. To take back. To get or to receive or to experience or undergo. That's the transformation. And again, it's not about being good or bad, right or wrong, positive or negative. It simply is. You shape the outcome. You shape the outcome with your belief. To receive, think of as you being a radio tower to a TV station, radio show, this tower. And to receive here means to convert. It's as if we're converting the energy, converting the electromagnetic energy, the waves, into sound or images. That's what being the receiver is. And you see, your beliefs are sending out this light and sound waves, those feelings and your thoughts and your words and your actions. You are sending it out like a pebble being dropped on a still lake. And you see all those waves go out. That's what you're doing with every thought, every feeling, every word, every action. Sending out these waves, this energy. Imagine it that when you're doing that, to receive is to convert. And therefore, you are converting those feelings, thoughts, words, and actions into the reality. From the unseen into the seen. Into the not experience, into the experience. You are creating it. You are converting it. You are transforming it. It starts with the abracadabra. Whether you knew this before or not, know it now. Be conscious of it now. We are told, be aware of what you think and say. Aware means cautious. Be conscious. Be knowing. Be intentional of what you think, what you feel, what you say. Be awake. There's no more time to just let life happen around you, to assume all is well, to be the effect of whatever someone gives you or does, because you're not doing it for you. A great American writer said, "No man is an island." And yet, at times, we think we are just doing our thing. You know, if we've learned nothing else from all that seems to have happened around us in the last year and a half, it's we are responsible, each of us individually, for what happens in our world. The wake-up call, the bell has been rung. It is time for each of us to go forth in faith, fully awake, aware. You are creating your reality, no matter what you've been handed. It's what you do with it, how you respond to it, how you feel about it, how you act on it, that creates your new tomorrow, today. You can see it as a gift or a burden. It is your choice. It comes back to, how do you believe? Where do you put your faith? If you're depending on others to do it for you, to do the right thing for you, then you also may have an underlying level of fear within you, because your reality has shown that humans on their own do not always do the right thing. If your faith is that you are not the effect of humans, but guided by a higher force, a life force, an all-knowing universal intelligence, life force of God, then your belief may be, I am always guided, all is well, I will know and follow the right signals at the right time. And you put your faith in this higher energy that's within you, connected with what's outside of you. Call it intuition, higher knowing, heart self, God self, connection with universal intelligence, God. It is your choice where you put your belief. For now, raise your awareness, especially the next time something happens to seem to trip you up in the moment, to seem to bring unrest. Pause. Go inside. Ask yourself, where am I putting my faith? If you're upset, perhaps your faith is in humans rather than the life force of God. If you simply bounce back and go, oh, it's simply a self-correction, and there's a message here to go this way instead of that way, then you'll recognize you are following the higher signals, your inner knowing, and all is well. So it's important right now to raise your awareness, fully awaken, be conscious what, who you believe in, so you may receive what you really, your heart truly desires, and know that or something better will come back to you. Again, abracadabra is not new, ancient wisdom. In the 20th century, a great American inventor, he had his own saying for this. If you think a thing is right, or think it is not, you are right. Henry Ford, Ford Motor Company. By the way, the only American auto dealer not to take any money from the big American bailout, whose stock has gone up 13-fold since the lowest time when the stock market crashed in 2008. 13-fold. It is time for each of us to truly embrace the power within us, the power of knowingness, the power of abracadabra, to understand this lesson from physics, the knowingness that whatever you send out there is what you receive. It's like the boomerang. You're believing it, is sending this energy out, and it comes back to you in physical form. What people do, say, what you experience, relationships, business, family, health, wealth, and happiness. What you believe is what you receive. Be aware of what you think and say. Now, there's a simple solution to what you think and say. Choose love. Choose love. Regardless of what seems to be happening, choose love and find the most loving response to it now. The most loving way to think about it now. The most loving way to respond, to act on it now. The most loving way to speak about it now. The most loving way to feel about it now. Choose love. So when the boomerang comes back to you and you receive, whether it's on your timing or not, you receive in a physical manifestation love. And however that plays out, however it shows up, it comes back in the energy of love. What you believe is what you receive. Be aware of what you think and say. And I add on to that. Choose love. Right now, that's the awakening we are asked to do. To be fully awake in this seeming new age. In this time of physical, emotional, and mental earthquakes. Choose love. Choose the highest vibration that you can. Be aware of how you are feeling, what you are saying, what you are thinking, and how you spend your time, your physical action. Make it love. Embrace, activate the power and presence within you. You're doing it unconsciously. Choose to do it consciously. Choose love. Choose the highest vibration. And that, dear one, is the energy you'll be sending out through your personal wave, your dish, your TV antenna or radio station. And that is the energy, the form that you will be receiving back. You may transform now with the power of abracadabra. Your belief is the source of what you manifest. The power is within you. And that in its own is not enough. It's your willingness to access it from an awakened mind and heart that creates the transformation, transforming, converting the outer world to to what you really desire from your heart self. Your willingness to believe, to truly believe at the highest level that you are one with the power and presence of God. To know that's all energy, and your willingness to claim this energy may transform your outer world as it transforms your inner world. Abracadabra. When in doubt, abracadabra. Come back to abracadabra. Choose love. Speak love. Think love. Respond from love. And most importantly, feel love. Now, we will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe long, deep, gentle breaths into your heart center now. Slowing it down. Coming inside. Seeing and feeling yourself. This perfect place. Your own nirvana, whatever that feels and looks like for you. Your sacred space. A place that brings you greatest peace to see and feel yourself at right now. Perhaps at the beach, watching the sunrise, hearing the gentle waves coming in. Perhaps at another place in nature, feeling the stillness. Feeling one with sacred ground beneath your feet. Perhaps sitting even in your lawn chair. It's a clear, beautiful night. You're there communing with the moon and the stars, galaxies beyond. Come inside to this perfect sacred place, this place of awe and magic, this place that lights you up from the inside out. Feel the peace. Here in your sacred place, inside the center of your being. Feel the absolute peace. In the stillness. Feel the energy pulsating within you. Yes, I am one with the power and presence of divine intelligence. I am one with the sun and the moon, the stars and the ocean, the grass and the land, the birds and the butterflies, the trees and the flowers. Feel, I am that I am. I am one with the power and presence of this universe. This is the energy pulsating within me in this still, sacred place. Feel my I am presence. This love, this peace, this harmony, this prosperity. This is the energy pulsating within me in this still, sacred space. Unified with all. Divine love and I are one. Divine love and I are one. Divine love and I are one. Yes, I claim my divinity now. Yes, yes, I believe I am one, the God life force pulsating through me. Yes, yes, I honor this God life force pulsating through me. I choose love. I am love. Love is here for me now. Feel love pulsating through every cell and atom of your being. Every thought, every feeling, every word, every action. I choose love. I awaken divine love within me now. I am divine love. Feel this love, dear one, pulsating, radiating from your heart center through every subparticle element within you now to the depths of your being. Healing all energy that's other than love. Transmuting all lower energies now. Loosening them up for complete release under grace. Activating you to come from this higher level. Now under grace. You are divine love. I am divine love. I will to create from divine love. I receive from divine love. I am divine love. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back to live from this place in your everyday life. To know the sacred being who you are, to feel, think, speak, and act from this place, now, with full strength of the God presence within you, coming from you, returning to you. Divine love and you are one. Divine love and I are one. So as we began, take deep, gentle breaths. Feeling yourself rise. Like the rising sun and moon from your sacred space. Still here, glowing brilliantly. Moving from this place to another. Shining your light. Breathing into your heart. Breathing into your head. Breathing into your hands as you squeeze them ever so gently. Awakening your body temple. Breathing into your feet. Squeezing them as well. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. Now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
We open ourselves to be true love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. You are guided by a higher force. Believe, abracadabra, I will to create love. 999 is divine formula. Om, om, om.
And it is true. God bless. Namaste.